Marlene Heap, 19th of the 8th, 64. What my parents did, they both worked at Stadon on different shifts while we were all growing up. Well, there were, I had three brothers and a sister. And my mum and dad, of course. And I'm in the middle. So they're two older than me and two younger than me. All I can remember is them taking us round to factories to visit different factories and seeing if there were anything suitable there that we fancied doing. Yeah, they took us to Hyams's in Accrington, Warburton's, which was a similar sort of place, Eubank, I can't even remember. Well, I was actually 14 going on 15. My first job, I worked at Irons's, sewing, hemming. I was there for about 12 months. I'm not right sure. I don't know if it were £8 or £11. It's going to be more like £8, isn't it? I'm not right sure. Because I didn't get to keep it. I had to hand my wage over someone. She's given me about £3 a week. And I just spent it on, because I smoked, so it was cigarettes, going out. Yeah, we used to go to Accrington Disco, can't remember the place that we're called now, youth club. There were a new one opened in Accrington. And I can't remember what it was called. Quite, we liked some girls that we used to go to school together because we all lived close, like local in Clayton. So, yeah, we used to all go together. Maybe meet one or two from that lived in Accrington. And, yeah, we used to go out dancing and having a few drinks, you know. Well, what we're out at the time, which would be sweet. I can't remember. There were all sorts going on at that time. It was just pop at that time. Then I got into Slade and T-Rex and all that. And I still like my rock and roll though, because I were into rock and roll as well. Come home from work one day and they just said to me, you start work next week at the factory. And I said, oh, thank you very much. I was working there, my dad was working there, my sister was there. My mum finished work, for what reason, I can't remember. Then there were just the three of us there. My granddad had just retired from there. Oh, my job, right, I worked in the card room on the slubbing machines. The first day I started there was a lad learning on the slubbing machines. And I did tell you there were no males on, but there was. And he learned me as well things. Because we were learning together, so and then from, I think we did about six weeks training, and then we were put onto the machines one at a time, and then it went up to three machines, and it went down to two. Then I went on boxing for a short time. There's not a lot to tell, it was just mainly work. You know, it was hard work. Really hard. No, it weren't the tiring bit, it was just the running around all the time, because you weren't just looking after the front of the machines, you were filling up at back and keeping an eye up front while we were still running, and you were just constantly on the go all the time. If, of course, if it were running nice and smooth, it would be great, you know, you'd just stand there, but didn't that very often, did that. And then they were all cleaning at machines, so we were constantly cleaning them, keeping them dust free, well, as much as we could. On clubbing machines, we cleaned them while they were running. So we used to lift lift lids up and clean them while they were running. And then I got my ear caught in some rollers out boxing. Luckily, I was next to the switch to turn the machine off. But, yeah, I got my ear caught, which could have been disastrous. Health and safety, not really. No. You know, we didn't have steel toe caps or protective clothing. We used to walk around with knives in my pocket. No, health and safety, no. Well, I don't really know the cause of it, but yeah, they used to burst into flames, some had probably gone wrong. But we had to carry on working while the machines were on fire, ring fire bell, they'd come and they'd put it out, but you had to carry on working on your other machines. While we were going on, so yeah, it was hard work breathing through all that stuff. It was mainly piece work what we were on. So that was paid cash. You know, we used to get it in a little envelope every week, because there were no such thing as putting it in the bank then. No, I used to pin it inside my pocket so that I wouldn't lose it, and then take it home and pass it off to parents. Well, yeah, that's all I saw of it. Well, when I got married, I was pregnant at the time, so I weren't working for long after I got pregnant. About 4 or 5 months, I had to give up work. So I done it. Like a few ages, so, and then I found it hard work with just one wage coming in. Really hard. Yeah, she was about 12 months old when I went back. No, she weren't. She was 6 weeks when I went back. I went back on part-time work on the evening shift. I think I only lasted about 6 months after that. Very difficult. I used to have to pass them over to my dad or my mum while my husband came home from work, and he'd pick her up and fetch her home. So it was like, you know, you miss each other because he'd come off one shift and I'd come on the evening shift, and it was sort of like, you know, we worked around it like that. So it was difficult. He were my dad. He was, you know, he was quite a good bloke. Hard worker, and I was an illical when it happened. He was in hospital for a long time. He got his hand caught in a mixing machine. He could never clench his fist after that. It was just like half. But yeah, they took him back on and gave him I suppose I'd call them light duties now. He used to collect all waste and put it back into the system, to rerun through. And they were quite good with him, really. Especially when you used to catch him falling asleep. Good job, right? Top of bales. It didn't happen a lot. It did happen a few times, like he'd just have a quick nap, like, you know. But they seem to get away with it. They used to come round with a breakfast trolley, and you'd just have your breakfast at your machine. It would just have a toast and a drink, or unless you took your own sandwiches in. But yeah, we used to have breakfast when you were up morning shift, and then lunch we'd have half an hour, but we got to stop for that. And that was the only break that we actually got. They didn't stop us from going to toilets and having a smoke if we wanted to have a smoke. As long as machines were running and everything were all right, we sort of like got to do it that way. So, it weren't too bad. Well, we had a canteen, so we used to go down to the canteen. Food were already ready, so you just went in, got what you wanted, sat at the table, and that was about it. You eat your dinner and back upstairs, back to work. Or we could nip down to the chip shop at Bottom at Street and get chips and fish or whatever. I think we were on a 3-day week, weren't we? And when we were working and power went out, we used to clean up and what we could, and then we used to go on. If we knew power weren't coming back on again. As for pay, well, I think the union paid us something, and the unemployment office. But then again, you see, I didn't get to keep it because I had time lying over, so it didn't really affect me because I still got the same spending money. So it would have been about 77, 78, something like that. And yeah, I went back sewing because it's what I enjoy doing. And I worked there for quite a few years. Yeah, I was sewing curtains at Wolf Fabrics. Yeah, I was getting remarried. And, I still worked there for a while, and then I got pregnant and I was off again. And then I went back again in between having another child after that. And then I just packed in altogether and didn't go to work for a few years after that. I took children were about, school age. I've been all over. I've done something at different places. I went sewing children's clothing. Went sewing shoes. Three-piece suites. Women's clothes. What else is there? Oh gosh, bedding. I had a part view working men's club for 2 years. I was stewardess there for 2 years, and then I went working for Sanitary in Accrington doing sewing for them. It was quite easy walking. I mean, in the 70s you could walk out of one job into another and then go back to the place if you didn't like it. It was so easy then. It got a little bit harder, but I've always managed to find work. Today it's difficult, but there's no manufacturers mainly around here. It were quite easy then, but now, there's hardly anything left around here. I think they've got it better because the last job that I had sewing, it was just you saw, and it didn't matter if you made 10, 20, it didn't matter as long as you were working. But when I were working years ago sewing, it was mainly you were at it constantly. You had to do it to earn your money. Whereas today, they just work and they get paid, whether they met 20 or 10. So, yeah, so I think they have got it a lot easier today. But I think they have more, like, childcare facilities now, whereas we used to have to rely on parents or friends, neighbours, you know, to look after your children. My sister, we've both looked after each other's children for a short time. I don't know. I think it's more easier now, although it's more expensive now as well for them. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's easier for them today. Because if we without them, I don't think we'd have been able to, well, I wouldn't have been able to go to work. It was very important. Yeah. I like my sewing, you see, so maybe I will go back into that, but more fashion. Can't remember what it's called now. Designing clothes. I'd like to do something like that. Or into hospitality, because I used to like working at the club, I mean, I've seen quite a few accidents as well with knives and picks, when you get rolling, laps ring rollers, and you people are rushing to get, cutting them off, and they end up cutting themselves. And so I've seen some bad accidents as well. So we used to be more bloody careful and tied up. That's what we used to say. People didn't make claims back then like they do now. It's just something that we didn't do. I suppose, with my dad's accident, he got paid out for that is an accident. But us, with something minor like that, no, we just didn't bother. We just used to just get on with it. I don't know, are we too soft today, or I don't know. But now I'm suffering with the OPD. I have been a smoker, but I seem to be, suffering. My sister does and my mum did. We've all got COPD, so is it? Well, we don't know. It's something that we'll never know.